It turns out Moonlight, like Weimaraner Gray, uh-huh, still better than whatever the hell Wade is.
Oh, okay.
Why do you do this to me? Welcome back to Boomer Rex tonight, your nearly daily source for news and politics, and apparently asshole can't wait to get his point in, whatever that might be.
Fair enough. I didn't want him to stroke out.
But first, let me introduce Mr. Boomer Rex himself.
Good evening, and we'll talk about dog colors in a minute.
Oh, yeah. No, that was the best. Seriously, like, she used to be moonlight colored. Like, you couldn't tell. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like all earth, dirt, same ass color under moonlight.
And I am Risen Lady Heathen. Now, before we do anything else, I just want to say... we have received a couple of private messages on Facebook.
Hey, Facebook kids.
Yeah, so I just want to say thanks for reaching out to us. So he just asked who I am because I've been sending out tons of invites. And I said, we are a small podcast getting started. Sorry if I bothered you. And he said...
You said invites attached to a picture of a redhead.
Not a problem. I just didn't know if I knew you. And I said, LOL.
Or no.
Just trying to grow our viewers. Thank you for your understanding. I'd love it if you'd listen to our show. If you like it, please share with your friends. If not, no worries. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season with some smiley faces.
They would have seen some sort of weird Boomer Rex picture, right?
Well, potentially.
Okay.
So I want to go back and talk about dog colors.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have...
How are you? And a little dude waving hi.
Good, how are you?
And I said, good, how are you? And I sent the Inigo Montoya saying, hello there.
Fair enough.
Cool. And then he tagged us...
threatened him.
He tagged us in a story. So, cool. Okay.
Is it a good story?
Well, it had like a cool song to it. So, right. I don't know. Yeah, it was really neat. So, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've just been having a lot of fun.
Two respondents, I love it.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool.
Excellent.
now, let's dig in. Chinese authoritarians...
I thought we were going to talk about dog
veto
colors.
Dog color!
Yes. We have...
We have
a chocolate brown lab who has discovered that he can get out of the fenced yard. And so at some point tonight...
We're
going to burn some fur off him with a training collar.
He's gonna have plenty of options to do the right
thing.
This
is like parents kicking back going, you know, when you get to whack them when they're bad, like they're reaching out, they're good, like you can't jam your hand in the garbage disposal.
Yeah, okay.
Like
you can't touch the stove. You can't put your hand in boiling water.
Yeah,
smack that hand.
Like I'm not saying drop bows.
I'm
gonna
point out
children.
I'm
gonna
point
pets.
Out that one encounter with the dog training collar made the Doberman ignore chickens for 9
years.
Months.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, but the problem is we need to be able to see said dog running around. And it turns out it's easier to see than an old Beazle we had, which was absolutely the color of moonlight and bloody well invisible under the full moon.
Well, and she was this brownish ash gray in the light that was very nice and very good.
Yeah.
And then you would realize she was standing in front of, it was just such floating ass eyes.
Yeah. It was.
And like the shadow of underdog, like that was.
Yeah. No, she was breathtakingly hard to see in the moonlight. So anyway, that was the dog colors.
We learned this because as children, we used to run around and hunt my dad in the yard. And we'd sometimes use the dog because we're cheating ass Americans.
Yeah, you are.
You are.
So now we can talk about Chinese authoritarian soup. Right? Which leaves you hungry for freedom within an hour.
This makes me think about that time they botched the execution to harvest skin. Like, the idea of Chinese and soup.
Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai has retracted her statement that a former top Chinese official sexually assaulted her in a video which was greeted with skepticism.
She never said the word sexually assaulted. I stopped trying to get one of our friends killed.
So.
Everybody. Yeah, it's China. They're not kidding. Yes, they have her. Yes, she said whatever she was told to say.
Absolutely. So.
But.
Freedom she talking about one of the disappeared Chinese
billionaires. She's not disappeared.
No, this is the tennis girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had been disappeared and then reappeared. Yes.
Yeah.
I heard disappeared billionaires. And no, it's worse than that. This is...
So, again, if you were looking for freedom, you wouldn't look for it in China. And, of course, they've now held their...
When did we ever stop saying that? No, this, the Chinese it's one thing that America completely and abjectly dropped the ball because they're like, oh, Russia's done, so everything will get easier by one whatever fraction. And, oh, no, turns out Russia held together a whole Russia worth of crazy.
Yeah. No, we need to understand that the Chinese are absolutely as authoritarian as Hitler's crowd ever were. So they held so-called patriot elections in Hong Kong, where only those who had been cleared by the party were allowed to run. And so instead of getting 65 or 70% turnout, they got 30% turnout. Yeah. Why vote if your vote's not going to be counted? So
why give credence to an election that...
That means nothing. Yeah.
And the answer is because otherwise they obviously win, but I don't know.
There was no opposition.
My country's going to collapse a whole different way. I have nothing to tell you, Hong Kong. I'm sorry the British gave you back, kind of. But I also agree all the reasons Britain had any kind of, any European country ever had any kind of in perpetuity. wasn't freely negotiated, was it? That
probably wasn't okay.
Anyway.
Find the thing and you get the kids back.
Are we going to talk about Joe Manchin still being a dick now?
I want to talk about his threat to become a Republican.
Well, but he and Joe Biden spoke Sunday. And so there's this glimmer of hope. And I'm sitting there going, how many times are you guys going to fall for this football?
Joe Manchin, you're a piece of shit and I hate you.
Fair enough.
Anyway. Says the call was cordial and the two kept the door open to further negotiations.
Manchin, the other night, they're going to negotiate down to business daddies, get everything they want.
Nope, I've got it. Sanders is right. We're going to fuck him. We're going to do each fucking policy vote. Should we extend the child tax credit for 1 year? Yes, no. Should we do this?
I love that.
Yes, no.
First, get him on record and campaign against
him. Make all of it for 1 year. Make all, or 2 years, or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Make this the, like, first step on the drumbeat to elect us a national, like, we need 60 Democrat senators. I have no idea what that means in terms of, like, fighting historical trends versus, no, I'm going to need to beat not only that.
Well, but Joe Manchin's a pretty good stereotype for what you need to be.
I don't want
to
make...
The give the bosses a tax break because that'll mean they give us bigger donations. And, he's the standard...
I know too much of the history of literally West Virginia's third floors to talk about bosses that way. Like,
so
I can understand why West Virginia ever threw a disruption so bad we had to call the army in. Because what Joe Manchin's state's bosses used to do, it's not criminal. I'm not sure it's human.
I know. So anyway, Joe Manchin is trying to string the Democrats out a little further.
It's like claiming his yacht is a houseboat. Sorry, I have apparently a lot of venom.
I haven't seen a picture. It could be a houseboat.
Hey, Joe Manchin, if you want me to stop talking shit about you, you should buy me...
A
blimp that I can name Yacht. No. Do it.
No.
Do it.
You
no.
can
do it. He's not good, okay. So I'm going to keep telling him to fuck up.
It's a donation.
It's, aggressively a donation. Yeah.
I don't think it worked out last time. My goodwill. Brain. Images.
Yeah, can you imagine how mad he would be if we spirited away women so they can get free, health care? Like, yes. Brilliant.
Yeah, that's yachtish.
I've been on smaller ferries.
Yeah. So anyway, speaking of about goddamn time.
Hold on. Boomer Rex is about damn time.
This is where we micro perforated, not when you were saying crazy shit about Kanye or the other thing a minute ago.
Huh?
I don't know.
So anyway, a man who joined the mob in one of the most violent attacks on police during the January 6th armed insurrection This is the one that took place in the tunnel.
I'm really so a child of the 80s. When you said he joined the mob, I was waiting for who's its thing, the other guy.
So anyway, on Monday, he was sentenced to roughly 4 years in prison.
Nice.
He wrote an apology letter to the officer who he assaulted. Of course he did. You know, that's, they always are sorry after the fact. Expressed remorse for his actions. Yeah, I'm sure he did.
I'm sure his lawyer told him to ASAP as well.
So the Justice Department.
I think we're seeing this exactly wrong. I think that there's a reason there's a white bias in special ops. It's because you have to be better than the middle class to go, I'm joining the military for an adventure. I'm going to shoot some motherfuckers. Right? Versus a skill or anything else. I think we saw January 6th burn off a lot of the third and fourth born kids of...
Yeah.
Right, because there was realtors involved. There were people who had futures and shit. This wasn't dead enders. This wasn't people who really, right, they're relying on their church enough. They're afraid their church is going to be forced to do stuff that did... But... No! Why? God! Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, where do you get these idiotic ideas? No.
And so, like, I want to throw rocks. And then, like, yeah, of course he wrote a letter saying he felt bad. That's what you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long do you want to be in a cage? You'll literally do whatever they tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the Justice Department recommended 4 years. The sentence was 3 years and 10 months, followed by 3 years of supervised probation.
Yeah. Tell me more about the shit he threw at people and other things.
That's...
It was a poll and some other stuff, right?
I don't think this is that one.
God damn it.
No.
But...
Anyway...
No, these are, he made it all the way down to the tunnels. Like, this was dangerous. Yeah,
nope. I get it. Yep. No, you're a Vanguard shithead. Not the group. Yeah. The, like, you're that level of hard charger.
Well, and he might have some information as to how they knew how to get down there. And
we'll find
so
out.
He might have traded some of that for a less.
Squeeze him in all the things. But again, that's what makes.
And the maximum sentence they could have asked for was 20 years.
Yeah,
so it sounds like...
No, these aren't the ones I want to get in 20 years yet. There's
We'll get to them.
Yeah, no, it looks all the world like we flipped the head of the 3%ers.
All right, so tell me about this A Bridge Too Far.
A Bridge Too Far?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, I think this has got to explain to a guy that you sell bridges, you don't... No, steel bridges.
Maybe. Hold on.
So anyway, it's an Akron Bridge. It's a Lego-like structure. It was once in the Middlebury Run Park.
Yeah.
And they did some restoration in the park, and they set it aside for a future project. And so this 63-year-old guy even had somebody come with a lift truck, right? To steal the bridge. Well, they caught him and they're going to try him and so forth. And suddenly going, no. You don't steal bridges. You sell bridges.
Yeah.
Right? Oh my God.
This is what pisses me off.
Anyway, the bridge is expected to be shipped back to Akron in the coming days.
Okay.
So, yep.
Sounds good. let's move on to nearly nightly updates with Boomer Rex. We'll start off with the Michigan school shooting. What the fuck are they up to
still
now?
I keep saying we're done with this, and
Michigan,
I find something else idiotic.
You don't want them this much time on stage.
Yeah. So, you know, lots of ominous rumors on TikTok and so forth, and they're, you know, these are almost certainly all fake. But you'd hate to be wrong about one, and I understand why school authorities are concerned.
I don't care. It's fucking China. We should call them up and go, hey. So when we ask you about, hey, who's this user?
Yeah.
I want you to give me information like I'm a department of China.
Yeah.
Right? So exactly where their GPS says they are right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
So anyway, that was bad enough, and I wouldn't have bothered to write that down, but it turns out there's a new TikTok challenge.
Yeah.
Encouraging students to make school shooting threats. And you're, guys, you can go back to eating Tide Pods.
No, this is the slap a teacher bullshit. This is the break
no,
your stuff.
No, don't go
your
back
school.
To eating Tide Pods. How about we just don't do challenges anymore? I like that idea.
I'm fine with the ones who do this kind
it's
of thing.
The don't
eating
do challenges
Tide Pods.
Challenge.
So. Yeah, seriously.
God damn. Why don't do shit? Who?
Just
when did we have to tell them? You never do. What the internet tells you.
Well, yeah. Again, I don't feel like, because we were raised different about the internet, right? We were raised to be wary of it and to be careful. And if you're talking to strangers, like, don't give out your personal information, all kinds of shit. Nowadays, they don't care. They just tell everybody
everything. The internet should be viewed like a broken electrical wire in your house.
Yeah. Yep.
Sometimes it powers the toasters. Sometimes it makes your grandparents believe that drinking bleach in Dallas will make JFK come back.
Sometimes it makes your parents believe that they need to put, you know, bleach up your bum. Like,
yeah,
it does bad things.
Bleach. People. That's the thing. Somebody interview Big Bleach.
Yeah, bleach people should be like really.
Or buy me a pirate ship.
It turns out that's the new thing the Cutards in Dallas are doing. Drinking bleach.
Oh yeah, no, that's been around for a while. Yeah, that's
enough. No, beginning. This is like the people we've heard interviews about. Like, yeah. They're doing it for a communal bowl because apparently someone watched 13 Warriors in the last whatever the crazy sample set is. Sure, whatever.
All right, what's going on with Omicron?
Nothing good. Just a guess.
So, you have to wonder how good our DNA sampling is. Right, we know the U.S. has not been particularly good at that, but they're now claiming that Omicron has raced ahead of all the other variants and is now the dominant variant in the U.S.
What? Already?
Already.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So now again, it's down to
we
Delta.
We know how bad their DNA sampling is, right?
Yeah.
So I don't put a lot of trust in that number, but, you know, if that's the one they're getting from the... you know, hospitals in wealthy areas where, you know, they might actually do some DNA sampling. Fine, right? So, anyway, nearly sixfold increase in Omicron's share of infections in a single week.
Jesus.
Yeah, Omicron is really contagious. Okay. So, anyway, the national rate suggests there are more than 650,000 Omicron infections in the U.S. last week. Whoa.
Yeah.
So you're saying we're all dreaming of an outdoor Christmas.
I'm saying shut your damn bubbles back down.
Yeah.
So.
Sounds like.
If you gotta hang out, do it outside.
Yeah.
So we've been saying that COVID-19 is bad for sperm. Do you have some new numbers for us?
Oh, no. I love this. You have to see the headlines, and then you have to understand how let down you can feel. Right? So the headline was that COVID-19 lowers sperm count and motility. Oh, wait a minute, right? So the anti-vaxxers are very specific, and this makes them less fertile and less likely to have kids, and oh my God. Oh no. And it turns out within about 2 months, it kind of sort of goes away. On the other hand, hey, COVID, if you're looking for something really interesting to do, sterile might be amusing. So.
Yeah, no, I don't think that would be amusing because I don't want a breakthrough infection and then to suddenly become sterile. So let's not play that. Let's not play that card. A conservation group is suing the EPA over manatee deaths. Three conservation groups have filed a notice on Monday of their intent to sue the EPA if it continues to ignore the water problems that are continually killing manatees and their habitats.
Do they suggest there's something straightforward that EPA can do to help?
Stop pollution, because right now the big polluters are what's causing the problem. So those big algae blooms that they've been having, that's all caused by pollution.
Yeah. It's farm runoff, that's nitrates, that's...
Yeah,
sure,
okay.
But they don't have an actual...
They want the EPA to start cracking down and regulating this better, which they're obviously...
No, yeah. I don't disagree.
So, maybe it'll wake the EPA up a little bit.
Yeah.
But sure as hell, it'll give the Trumpistas a new argument that we need to continue the pollution, right? And manatees are not more important than merkins.
Well, American jobs.
Yes.
And the economy that builds them.
Yeah.
Because the boss, they're nice enough to make the jobs because they can tell where the value is.
So I got a couple pieces of good news here. Will Smith got together with Nat Geo to do a docuseries called Welcome to Earth. Fuck yeah, I'm all about it. I cannot wait to watch this. It's going to be amazing.
I thought he'd already welcomed an alien to Earth.
Nah, I love that.
Yeah.
That's probably why they chose
that. I'm sure.
Really hope so.
But I'm looking forward to that. So it's going to be like a nature adventure thing where he goes on adventures and he narrates the whole thing. And it sounds exciting. So
yes, it does.
I'm all about
it. And a good thing for him. I think he'll have a ball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
assuming he doesn't get bitten by a boomerang. Yeah.
No, he'll be fine.
Or killed by a stingray.
I don't see that happening. Don't
we never see it happen.
Stingrays.
No one expects the Inquisition. Yeah.
Biden, the Bidens welcome a new German Shepherd puppy home to the White House.
Don't bite anybody.
Commander.
Commander.
Their other dog is staying at home now due to a couple of incidents. No, the other one is, I forget the names of the other two, but whatever.
Yeah.
No, and you can understand that an old dog that had been raised in a familial house.
That's so many more people.
But, yeah.
No, fuck off. That's too many people for the yard dog to learn now.
Bringing in a puppy that'll be raised in the White House and will get to know.
It'll be surprised later when there's
not enough people.
So this is fine. And the First Lady promises a female cat will be added to the family soon as well. So that's exciting. I can't wait to see what they end up getting and what her name is. So that's cool.
So we had a rescue Vizsla. That was the one that was the color of moonlight.
Fair.
That had come from a single family household. And we had a number of friends and so forth. And when you got more than six people in a room with her, she was dangerous. And it really was right at six. Five was okay. She could keep track of five. Six was beyond her capability. And she got very frightened and aggressive.
This was the Weimaraner from the dude on the road.
What did I say?
You said Vizsla.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Weimaraner. But it is also the Weimaraner that was the color of moonlight.
Exactly. No, I'm saying that's how I knew because I was like, Vizsla, no, that's a Jenny. And she was like dead plant orange. Yeah. Good color. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
So seven people dropped dead in a Minnesota home. So far, there's no obvious reason for the deaths. The bodies were found by family doing a wellness check after not hearing from the occupants of the home for a while. That's my thought.
I'm guessing CO.
Because
we'll see.
When they went in, you think if it was gas, they would have smelled it. CO2 is kind of the only thing that you really got. Yeah. But then what caused it? Did they have a heater or something? Like, what's going on? Yeah. So it's just very strange.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
But no evidence of forced entry, no evidence of violence.
Yeah, no trauma, to any of the... So they were just dead.
So folks,
get CO2 detectors and put them on.
There's no reason not to have a CO2 detector. CO2 detectors are typically used for open flame heaters, like my buddy heater and so on. Carbon monoxide is more likely to have been the... But again, if you've got one that exhausts in any way, shape, or form into your house, you might need a CO2 detector as well. And you can buy them. Anyway.
Sounds good. So let's move on to Risen's Cross-Examination, Teen Vogue Edition, Part 7.
All right.
We're running out of questions, so we're going to make these last.
Okay.
What's the most unexpected or unusual thing on your bucket list?
I want to go bungee jumping.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Well, screw you.
Right, parachuting's not that exciting.
I was just about to say
some wingsuit bat shit, but
yeah, no, I would like to skydive, and I don't mean in a tandem jump.
Yeah,
right.
I guess we're going north.
Yeah.
Let me think. What would be unusual or unexpected on my bucket list? Because I already said I want to go to Mount Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
Everybody knows I want to go to Japan.
Yeah.
Grappling
hooks don't work with human physiology.
Oh, depends on how sharp they are.
It'll just tear your arm right off.
Nine piece.
You're not going to Batman or Spider-Man your way anywhere. It's going to rip your arm off at the elbow.
Okay.
And then you're going to fall into a, like, ass first into a taxi.
Unexpected or unusual thing? Fuck, I got nothing. I mean... I'm a pretty open book.
Yeah.
No, and the only reason I thought of skydiving is that I was, you know, jump qualified, which was fun. Jumping out of airplanes is cool. And skydiving, so from a much greater height with a much longer flight time at the end, if the winds are okay, and a much gentler landing.
That's more my thing. I'm at the point of like, can I hang glide off a plane? Like, I want some real hang time. Like, I want to have packed a snack.
I think it'd be fun to do the thing where you're behind a boat in a parachute.
Or the jet cuffs. Those look interesting.
Yeah. So now you've given me a whole new list of them.
Yeah.
No,
that's me in the wingsuit. But I can do the wingsuit in one of the, like, wind tunnel pretend things with a big screen. Because I don't, like, as close as I want to get to the ground, I also want to be at its speeds. If I touch it, I die. And I'm not going to do that.
No, it'd be just like me with a motorcycle.
Yes, no.
No, but I think one of those tricycle ultralights, right, with the flying wing, that could be fun.
This is why we gotta, once I beat it, you can play Far Cry 4, where you just fly around in a gyrocopter and do things to people.
Cool.
And animals.
It'd be fun to go into, like, a submarine.
Yeah.
And go under the water.
You can do that. There are submarines.
Yeah. What's a value you're unwilling to compromise on? Did we do this one?
No.
Oh.
And somebody else answer it, and I'll try to piece together an answer.
Right to be a shithead, which is at least part of what makes a problem to really piss on the anti-vaxxers the way I really want to, because, damn it.
Honesty.
Yeah.
That is a value I am unwilling to compromise on. Absolutely.
I like that.
That's a reasonable one. So, I think if, and again, we're not talking about little white lies.
No.
Yes, you look okay.
Like that matters.
Yes, you look okay in that dress. But, you know.
I would rather you be honest with me than to have me out and about in a shitty fucking dress.
Yeah. Now, again, I can boil down the whole ass Ten Commandments to don't lie.
Yep, pretty close.
Because, like, if you tell a human I'm going to kill you, and then you proceed to kill them, or they kill you, like, everybody was kind of honest in that conversation.
Yeah.
It's when we're sneaky and like, oh no, the poison was already in the glass, or 12 other human dissemblies that...
But the chalice from the palace has the brew that is true.
True.
What's your absolute dream job? Didn't we do... No, I think the other one was what if you could open a business, I feel like.
Sure.
But anyway.
I'm pretty close to the one I've got now.
Honey Badger Wrangler.
That would be fun.
They're just thick ferrets.
I think my absolute...
We could be friends because we'd have grown up together and they won't bite me because I'll punch them.
I think my absolute dream job, 100%, would be working at an aquarium. That would be fucking phenomenal.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck you too in your dreams.
Yeah.
If you could have a superpower, what would you choose? See, now we're at the superpower thing.
Be able
you
to pull anything I want out of my pocket.
That's not superpower.
We have talked about that.
That's not a superpower.
No, that's if I had wishes.
Yeah, that's if you had wishes.
Because everyone makes this complaint right here. How is that not a superpower?
It's not a fucking superpower.
Fucking dog welder. Welder.
What the fuck is
his power is he can weld a dog to you.
What?
Yeah, so fuck off. Pull shits out of his pocket, man, is absolutely in play if dog welder is a thing. DC Comics. I'm pretty sure. Hold on.
Yeah, this is
oh, no,
crazy.
It's for sure.
You would want to fly? You said...
Yeah.
One time you said you want to be a flying snake if you could be an animal, so...
No, I mean, well, superpower is hard, because... You know, my first flash is...
Dog wielder.
Weld. Seriously, he welds dogs to people. Like, I didn't make this up on my own.
Okay.
That would make most
shit.
That would make most people better. So, my first thought was, I want the ability to point and have people just disappear in smoke. So I can't have that one because I might use it.
Number.
Yeah. Control. Alt.
Nice. Fucking.
I
wish this was a simulation.
I would like to be able to to sort of wave my hand and disabuse people That'd of the nice. Nonsense that them. They have been, you know.
Yeah. So you want to be a Jedi.
Yeah,
this kinda, is not the news you're looking for.
This is not the conspiracy theory you're looking for.
No shit.
Yeah.
No, because we have that would real be a ones.
Fun you one. Now believe I... this conspiracy theory is bullshit and you want to stop anyone else from believing it.
I
want to
do that. I want to do that while they're on stage at one of the CPAC things or the, right? So that they have this epiphany on stage. That'd be so much fun.
So I think mine would be either something like teleportation or flying or talking to animals. It'd be hard to choose between those.
Yeah.
See, now I'm torn again. Go ahead. What's yours?
I want to pull anything I want out of my pocket.
Yeah, okay, fine. That might work. No, I'll just extend mine. I want Gross. Mine to include a healing touch.
No.
So how about you just... Did you just say you want Jedi powers?
Yeah. Yes.
Problem solved.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yes. He wants to be a Jedi, folks.
This is
Jedi,
not the fatal disease Jesus. You're looking for.
It's pretty much the same. That's why it's literally the only series of movies I believe was actually written when the person who talks about it says.
Yeah.
Because that absolutely reads like a 13-year-old's idea of how, like, drama and intrigue works.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay.
And our last question for the night. What TV show do you turn on when you just want to zone out and feel better? I'm going to say any anime. I usually go for Crunchyroll. Mm-hmm. Crunchyroll is an anime service, people, yeah. For anyone who's like, what the fuck is Crunchyroll? It's an anime streaming service.
God, am I a boomer?
Yeah.
That's why I was up.
I'm kind of torn between Bonanza and the Mary Tyler, not Mary Tyler Moore. What was the one before that?
I don't know.
What?
I'm not wicked old.
Oh, screw you.
The Love Boat.
Archie Bunker.
No.
Dobie Gillis.
With
Chips.
God knows.
Just shouting old things.
I know you are. With Mary Tyler Dragnet. Moore and what's his name?
Cagney and Lacey.
Oh, the Beverly Hillbillies.
Cheers. No. Futurama.
The black and white Addams Family.
Absolutely fabulous.
Screw you.
I'm not even shouting football things now.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Did you really say the fucking Addams Family?
The Monsters.
Yeah, the Monsters is okay.
Yeah, Monsters.
I could do that.
Okay. What was yours?
The Blacklist.
Nice.
Right up until the end. It's gotten weird recently,
All right, so we have more questions. We'll save them for tomorrow. The reason why tonight's a short is because
today sucked for news. Go out and do interesting things, the internet kids. Interesting non-criminal things.
Boomer's feeling a little under the weather, so we're going to take tomorrow night off.
Yeah, we got the Omicron.
No, we don't. Galactus. So we will be taking tomorrow.
We could easily have the flu, given the ineffectiveness of this year's
Optimus Prime.
I'm willing to bet it's just a regular old flu. But anyway.
Neither did I, apparently.
Bumblebee.
So tomorrow is Wednesday?
Mouse.
Constructicons.
What's
tomorrow
today?
Is Tuesday.
Okay. So today's Monday. Tomorrow's Tuesday. So tonight's episode will be tomorrow. And then, so we'll be back. We'll see you again on Thursday.
Yep.
Alrighty. So we love you all. Thanks for hanging out with us again tonight. And we'll see you in a couple days on Boomer. Well, technically one day. We'll see you tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. On Boomer Rex tonight.
If you play this backwards, you can find out which one of us is really dead.